Senate Bill 153, an act to subject uncertified school administrators to a code of professional ethics and to allow for the publication of violations of the code of professional ethics.
Senate Bill 153, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Frisley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Since the repeal of many education mandates in 1995, school administrators who act as superintendents or principals in South Dakota are not required to have any type of certificate. While this provision has allowed schools some flexibility, what happens when an administrator without a certificate commits acts for which they should be censored? South Dakota has two professional practice commissions. One regulates teachers, one oversees administrators. However, there is a question as to whether they can discipline someone who does not have a valid certificate. Senate Bill 153, as amended, simply says that all school administrators, whether they are certified or not, are subject to the state's code of professional ethics. This is a common sense approach. We want to ensure that all school administrators are acting appropriately and in a professional manner. Section 2 of the bill says the Professional Administrators Practice and Standards Commission may publish a summary of its findings and decisions related to ethics violations in the local newspaper where the violation occurred. This helps to inform the public of ethical violations. It is a public awareness measure so that the taxpayers and the school district patrons can be informed of certain situations where ethical violations have occurred. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 153. Representative Glinski.
Mr. Speaker, I'm concerned about the
Could you step closer to your mic, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about the violation of privacy that includes at the end, from line 12 on page 1 on through the end of the bill. We have a state law that forbids some of our elected officials from publicly revealing information about investigations and so on. And this one says that we're going to publish in the paper not only once, but 3 times. I think that could be a real violation of privacy for the individual.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 153. Representative Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this bill is very necessary. In the profession of school administration, we need to have ethics, and we need to have a board that checks on these ethics. Now, this board is made up of peers that do this. These are people that are in the profession that want to keep the profession from having troubles with ethics. The problem that we have with people that are not certified is, what do? You don't take away their certificate. So the language in the bill made it permissive. It said may. It did not say shall be published. And as a result, when the Professional Practice Commission will make a decision, they will get advice from their lawyers on what they can put in the paper if they wish to put something in the newspaper. They will move ahead that way. They will just not throw in every bit from those hearings. They will put in what they should be able to put in with advice from a lawyer. It's a good bill. Please pass it.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 153. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 153. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 153.
Representatives Tom Hansen, Pitts, and Jim Peterson. Representative Pitts and Jim Peterson. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 46, nays 23, excused 1.
Senate Bill 153, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.